Good. We are in the year of giving, as I said, and I'm not planning on talking about finances this morning, but I want to talk about us being generous, okay? Generous in one specific area. We just said in the offering that we can be generous in our giving, but I also believe that if we have a generous heart, we will be generous in our forgiving. Amen. Do you hear me? I believe that if we have a generous heart, you can be and will be generous in your forgiving. And I want to talk about this morning with us, that we actually need to forgive. Amen. Okay, I'm aware that this might be a little bit more a quiet topic. Usually I'm the one where everybody runs around and shouts and screams. But the Lord told me that we need to talk about this. Because I don't know if you're aware of it, but to err, to do a mistake is human. Have you noticed? But to forgive is divine. And I rather want to cooperate with a divine God in his divine way of doing things than going the natural human way. Have you ever had to forgive somebody? Maybe even this morning. Right? You know, I was thinking a little bit, how is that with forgiving? And some of our personalities, some of us, we have a little bit more stronger issue with forgiving. We're holding easier a grudge. We are easier of kind of keeping things for us, and they're like, you owe me something. While others of us, we're rather quickly, okay, come on. We go over this. But if we're not careful, we're not really have forgiven either. We just ignore it. You know? So it doesn't matter in which category you with your personality fit, we all have to deal with it. It's like this, okay? Beverly owes me actually some money. You probably didn't know that. She owes me quite a lot of money. Do you see that? Beverly owes me a lot of money. And that is, you should see Beverly's face right now. I wish I would have a camera on here actually showing on the screen. It's like, what? I owe you that much money? Yes, you do, Beverly. And you're in my debt. If somebody owes you money, they're in your debt, right? So that is a burden which is probably laying on her if she truly would owe that much money to me. She doesn't, okay? I'm using this as an example, okay? But if she really would owe me 100,000 euros, can you imagine how much pressure that would be on her? That's a little bit more for a regular person than a pocket money, okay? So if you have so much pressure on you and in a relationship, and that stands between us, right? Especially if she might not be able to pay it back, that might stand between us. So now I keep this little debt sheet here, okay? I have that to remind me constantly, Beverly, you owe me money. Beverly, do you know that you owe me money? And I keep it in front of her eyes all the time, and I keep it in front of my eyes, and I'm pondering about it. And the thoughts go wild, and you're thinking like, I hope she will be able to pay this back. This is a lot of money. I'm not sure. Maybe I shouldn't have done that, and that wasn't maybe not right. I'm not sure if she can do this. You know how that goes? At the beginning, you gladly help somebody, and suddenly all this builds up, and your thoughts go wild. But can you imagine how Beverly would feel if I would bring this in front of her and say, Beverly, you remember this? And she's like, yeah, I do. And I say, you know what? Forgiven. Fully paid. Completely taken care of. I tear it up. It's not in your account anymore. You don't have to do anything for this anymore. Do you see that picture? I'm not talking about money this morning. We're talking about forgiving people. Because I don't know if you noticed, but we as human beings, We have the tendency of keeping lists, internal lists, in our mind. Maybe some of you have even a little booklet, hopefully not. But let's turn to a scripture in Matthew chapter 6. And you all know that scripture, Matthew 6, verse 12, it says. Matthew 6, verse 12, it says, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And forgive us our debt as we also have forgiven, left or remitted and let go of debt and have given up resentments against our debtors, the Amplified Bible says. So we're not holding a grudge, we're not holding it against them anymore, we are not keeping a list in front of us. I am not keeping a list of what you owe to me. You know, I mean, people are treating us wrongly, have you noticed that? That will happen. Sometimes we treat somebody wrong and we don't even do it on purpose. We have hurt somebody and we didn't even know that we have done it. There might have been some issues coming up and I might have not reacted the way you wanted me to react. And it hurt you and I might not even know it. But if we're not careful, then we are keeping our little lists. You might have not come in and greeted me this morning and for whatever reason I might feel offended at that. I don't, but using example. Do you understand? There might be something which you have said which triggered something in me which hurt me. And so now I have to make a decision how I'm going to deal with that. And as humans, in our natural human way, we usually say, I keep that in mind. I will not forget that. And we're starting to have a little debt note. And the list goes on and on and on. There we write down the unfair behavior towards me. That you have been mean. That you have spoken a harsh word. Maybe that the expectation I had within the relationship or the situation wasn't fulfilled. Have you ever had that? It was not even communicated, but you had an expectation and somebody didn't fulfill that expectation and now you're mad at them. Or you're hurt about it. Or you don't like it. And you're keeping a little note. You put it on your little sheet. Or maybe somebody lied at you. Oh, we are Christians, we don't do that. I'm not talking about just forgiving people who are Christians. Have you noticed that people like to twist the truth a little bit so that it is a little better for them? Maybe they cheated you. Maybe they acted totally unfair and unrighteous towards you. Sorry for being so negative, but that's our everyday life, right? We're going into this every day, you're dealing with that somebody is not acting the way you want them to act. And if you're not careful, if you don't protect your heart, if you're not willing to forgive, then you're carrying this with you and your little list goes longer and longer and longer and longer and longer. And sometimes some people have done something to us which is truly wrong. I mean, like really, literally wrong. Okay? I'm not saying that we should just stand there and say, oh, what they have done is, forget it, we don't need to think about it. No, they might have really wronged us. They really might have stolen from us. Maybe somebody in here, you got abused. Maybe somebody were hitting you. Maybe somebody sexually abused you. Oh, Monica, we're talking about stuff like that in church. Yes, we do. Because that's reality of life. And it is understandable that we're having a hard time dealing with these kind of things in our emotional world and that it is difficult for us to not forgive in a moment like that. But the Bible says that we should actually be able to let go if somebody wronged us, if somebody treated us unfair. The Bible talks about in that scripture, in Matthew 6 here, it talks about that we should forgive. What should we do? We should tear it up. We should take that little note and tear it up and let it go. To forgive means to cancel or to remit. To forgive means to stop being angry with. or to give an exact penalty for an offense. It also means to write it off, to tear it up, what I just showed you, to cancel the debt. That's what the Bible is talking about. So that means we are not continuing to remind the people who did us wrong of their past mistakes. Amen. We're not holding it in front of them. We're not taking our list and say, see, here, this is what you have done. Let's go to verse 14 and verse 15. And it says here, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. That's a tough word. I didn't say that. The Amplified again says it so nicely. It says, for if you forgive people their trespasses, their reckless and willful sins, you're leaving them, you're letting them go, and giving up resentment, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Whoa. Do you hear that description? You're forgiving them their reckless and willful sins. So not just the stuff which they have done not meaning to, but even the stuff they have done on purpose. I know we have the desire of resolving things and issues between us, right? Nobody likes it if there's something in a relationship, if something is not right. Usually we don't. But sometimes if we don't deal with forgiveness right away, if we let it sit, if we let it build up within us, we are starting to close up so much on the inside that we are actually not being willing to actually look into solving it. We are not even willing to look into reconciliation anymore. We are actually drawing away from that person. We're keeping them in distance. And don't get me wrong, if you went through an abuse, if you went through some major things like that, there might be wisdom in staying separated from that person, okay? I'm not saying that you have to get close to everybody again. But you know, there is a difference between forgiveness and reconciliation. And often people don't understand that. They think forgiveness and reconciliation is the same thing. The Bible does not tell us that we have to be reconciled with these people. The Bible tells us that we need to forgive them. Amen. That's good. There is a difference between forgiveness and reconciliation. Forgiveness starts with me. Reconciliation takes two people. Let me say that again. Forgiveness starts with me and only takes me. Reconciliation takes two people. Both parties need to be willing to reconcile. And that's where we often make the mistake. We are thinking they owe us something, so they first have to do the first step. You did that to me, so you better, better show. Come on, Shervin, what did you do to me? Come on, I'm expecting that you take the first step. I will not forgive you before you not show me that you're willing to. And then we're waiting and waiting and waiting, and that hurt and that unforgiveness within us is piling up. And it's getting in our way. And we're wondering why we will not be blessed, why our relationship to our Heavenly Father becomes more distant and more distant and more distant, because the scripture has said that if we don't forgive, He will not forgive. That doesn't mean you lose your salvation. It talks about that you're getting out of the fellowship with the Father, and all that junk is piling up between you and Him, and you can't get close to Him anymore. And when all that junk is between you and Him, how do you want to get His help? Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. This is a very, very freeing subject if we understand it. It says here, Colossians 3, 13, it says, bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must forgive. Another translation says, yes, be patient with one another and forgive any differences that arise between you. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, no matter how deeply hurt you feel. Let me say that again. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, no matter how deeply hurt you feel. Have you ever felt deeply hurt? Have you ever said, like, I am not gonna forgive that? Before they are not turning around, before they don't pay me back, before they don't prove to me that they have changed, before they are not, and we're expecting them to do something, before they don't do that, I will not forgive. And what we're looking for is reconciliation. That's the way how reconciliation should talk. I cannot reconcile with them until we see some change. But the Bible says we need to forgive, even if I'm deeply hurt. Remember, it's only on me. So what are we going to do with all that stuff which was set before us? What are we going to do with all these things which are pondering and coming our way? What are we doing? What are we doing with our list? We tear it up. Because forgiveness says we need to tear it up. That's a decision on you and my side. And why can we do that? Because we first have been forgiven. In Isaiah 43, in verse 25, it says, great scripture, Isaiah 43, 25. It says, I am he that plotted out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Well, he plotted out our transgressions, and he will not remember our sins. This is like, yes! Hallelujah! Isn't that awesome? I mean, come on. We needed so much more forgiveness than the people who owe us something and who did something wrong to us. And God is there and says, I don't even remember it anymore. I have wiped it away. I have torn it up. I have paid the full price for it. And now I can't even think of it anymore. So true forgiveness will forget about it. I had people coming to me because they did something to me, and they said, I'm so sorry, Monica, please forgive me. I'm like, yeah, for sure, no big deal. And then a while later, they came back, and they said, like, do you remember, Monica, when? And then they brought that up, and I'm like, what are you talking about? And literally, I had forgotten about it. For me, that was a closed chapter. We have dealt with it. We reconciled. We went one step further than forgiveness. We even reconciled. And for me, that was done. I wasn't even thinking about it anymore. And that's exactly the way how God is with you and with me. I mean, he would have a list which is probably as high as the Mount Everest in our lives when if he would keep a list of those kind of things which we have done wrong. And if he would get offended by it, if he would take it personal, if he would just think, like, I'm going to get back to them. Oh, my gosh. We would be in major trouble. In major trouble. But what is it instead? He looks at us and he says, I've forgiven it. It's gone away. And I don't even remember it anymore. And Psalms 103, verse 3, the Message Bible says, he forgives our sins, everyone, and he heals your diseases, every one of them. Isn't that cool? Sometimes I like the Message because it's so simple. It says, he forgives your sins, every one of your sins. He heals your diseases, every one of your diseases. Cool, huh? So we're completely forgiven. And 1 John chapter 2, verse 12, it says, I write to you little children and big children as well. Because your sins are forgiven you for Christ's namesake. So God forgave the world. He forgave you. He forgave me. He forgave. He was willing to die for us, to send Christ and to die for us. So he has forgiven us. But let me ask you a question. Is the whole world reconciled with God? No. We wish, right? Wouldn't that be awesome? So that God says, I am not going to forgive your sins until we are able to reconcile with each other? No. Christ died for us. He paid the fullness of the price. It is forgiven for us. If we're going to get into reconciliation or not, it's up to us. God has done his part. Now it's up to us to do ours. We in here, most of us, I know for sure, have taken that step. We have done our side as well. But why am I telling you this? Because this is the picture of the understanding between forgiveness and reconciliation. Because we need to be just like God. We need to forgive the person, the people who have done wrong to us, the offense which came our way. We just need to stand there and say, I forgive. And if that person does their step on their side, we might be able to reconcile. But that's not what I'm interested in, first of all. Because if you don't forgive, God will not forgive you. That means you are separating yourself from the Father. So let's take our step and not expect them to do theirs. Can you see that? Yeah, but I want an apology. Then you might wait until you die. I mean, like, go from this earth. Maybe they will never do that. Maybe the person doesn't even know that they need to apologize. Because their heart motive was pure. We just took it wrong. We just got offended in it. You know, it's an interesting thing. If you look into the arteries in our body, sorry, the German and the English, the arteries in our body, which go to our heart especially, if you have too much fat, okay, no, now we're talking about that kind of stuff. Some of that fat, after a while, you know, will kind of get attached to the wall of your artery. And when it starts to get attached to it, more and more and more will get stuck with it. And first, it seems to be just a little bit. And then after a while, more and more and more fat will come, and the artery in itself, that will get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller until no blood can flow anymore. And it will have terrible results within your body. It can even cause death. Oh. Unforgiveness is just like that. Here is your life, God's life, flowing through you. The Zoe type of life. Your connection with the Father. And you're not forgiving. So some of that stuff sits. And then it adds more to it, and more to it, and more to it, and more to it. And it becomes smaller and smaller and smaller. Some of us have been in situations in our lives where we were wondering, why in the world don't I hear God anymore? He seems to be so far away suddenly. It was this gradual step of going there, and you feel kind of dull or cold. You know what I mean? It's kind of this vibrant relationship, this closeness to your Heavenly Father seems to be disappearing. And you're wondering, what in the world is going on? I would check if you need to take one of your lists and maybe have to tear it up. You might have kept some of those lists, or you might have to make a decision of going, I will forgive in spite of what that person has done. I will not remember this anymore. I will not hold that against them anymore. I will not bring this up anymore. I'm not expecting them to pay me back. I'm not expecting an apology anymore. I'm just gonna throw this in the sea of forgetfulness, bring it to the cross, allow the Lord to deal with it, and it's a done deal for me. Amen. And you will be surprised what will happen. And please, listen to me. If you have to forgive for some major things, which are really hurting. I know it is not emotionally an easy step. But hear me, I am not saying that the automatic response out of this is reconciliation to that person. I have literally talked to people who got abused physically, sexually, emotionally, and I told them, turn it up, but stay away from the person. You're getting me? In some places, yes, stretch out your hand like what I did with Beverly. I tore it up and we reconciled. Okay? And you might have to be the one who does the first step. Why can we do it? Because we're first forgiven. I know it's a very, very simple message. But I believe it is so powerful if we put this into reality. And I know everybody in this room has to deal with it. So let's get into our habit of every time somebody hurts us, every time you can feel like, oh, I want to write this on my list, that you say right away, no, I'm not going to put this on that list. I turn it up. I will not even have a list. I am refusing this. I will not go there. And you bring the situation to the Father, and you speak to him, and you say, Father, you heard this, you saw this, this is hurting me. I ask you to forgive that person. I forgive that person, and you take an active step. It's not complicated. It's not difficult. But it takes a decision on you and my side. Let's get up together. I read you one more scripture. In Ephesians 4:32 it says, instead be kind and compassionate to one another, always ready to forgive in the same way that through Christ God has always been willing to forgive you. I want us to take a moment. And I'm sure in most of your heads, when I was talking about that, you saw that little list. You know whose name were written on here, who you have to deal with. I'm not asking you to dig something out which is not there, okay? But if there is something on a list, if there's a name on that list, if there's a certain behavior or a certain thing, and you know it right away, it came up right, I speak about it and you see the face of that person. You, boom, yeah, speak about it and that situation comes, boom, right in front of you. Would you please do me the favor right now? We're going to pray together. And we're just going to bring that to the Father and tell him, Lord, I release that. I will tear this up. I'm going to do this with it. Because I'm not going to hold this any longer between you and me. I will forgive that person. I cancel this. I let it go. Because I want my relationship to you being open. I want it to flow. I want it to be alive. And I don't want to hold that person any longer in bondage. And I don't want to be in bondage to that person any longer either. Because if you don't let go, you will constantly be bound to that. If you let go, you will be free. Okay, let's do that together. Father, I thank you so much. Oh, we thank you that you first loved us and that you forgave us. Thank you for this wonderful truth of that you have given us the ability to forgive, and you know each and every one of us in here. You know where we have to forgive. You know where we have to tear it up, where that list has to be destroyed, where that person has to be forgiven, where that situation where we need to let it go, we cast it away, we give it to you, we will not remember it anymore. We thank you so much that we are capable of doing this because you have forgiven us. And we want to be in this pure and clean fellowship towards you. We don't want to hold a grudge against anybody. We don't want to bring up their trespasses before them. We don't want to constantly remind ourselves and ponder on these things. No, we want to walk in peace and love and freedom. And I thank you so much for that. And as we do this right now, as we bring these people before you, Father, they are forgiven and we are set free. And I praise you for that very much. Hallelujah. Thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Can you guys? Hallelujah. Let's make sure we're not keeping a list, okay? Yeah? If you get into the habit of dealing with it every time, it will become so normal. It will be so easy. and your life will be so free. And then somebody comes along and they hurt you, they offended you, they do something wrong, and you're like, ah, forgiven. You're not shoving it under the carpet so that you will fall over it later on. That's not what I'm talking about. You will completely let go. And it's not going to be a hard thing to forgive. God bless you. Some of you, you're sitting in here and you think like Monica, you have no idea what people did to me. And I understand that sometimes it seems to be unfair. I understand that you think like, but they get away with this. No, they don't. God is dealing with them. But not, it's not your business. Your life is your business. And if you don't forgive them, you will continue to tie yourself to that wrong, what they did to you. And you will not get into peace of heart and peace of mind. But if you let it go, if you forgive them, if you roll it over to the Lord and you allow Him to deal with them and you be free of them, you will be truly free. And you can move on with your life in an overcoming way, in a joyful way. I have really, literally, I have ministered to women. They were sexually abused, not just once. I mean, can you imagine the hurt which they go through? Can you imagine the shame and the guilt they're dealing with? And it's absolutely understandable that they don't want to forgive, that they think like, I cannot forgive something like this. Because this is so wrong. Yes, it is wrong. But with them not being willing to forgive, they continuously tied themselves to the wrong which was done to them. And when the Lord got through to them, I'm thinking specifically on one young lady, and we talked about it, and she said, I forgave. She let go. And she just, I mean, it was a change from a countenance like this all the time to, wow. You felt like suddenly like in a spring where a flower breaks out and suddenly blossoms. And a beautiful young woman came out of her, which God had created her to be, which is now in a healthy and good relationship and happy with the Lord, which was impossible before because of what was done to her. There's so much power in forgiveness. Don't get me wrong. I am not saying, we are not saying that the wrong people are doing is correct and let them continue doing it. That's not what I'm saying. But allow the Lord to deal with them. You cannot make it right anyway. But if you let go, you will allow the Lord to get involved into this. And something will change. Okay? Powerful. I think some of you, you know, you don't even know Jesus yet. If you do not know Him, you don't even know the power of forgiveness in your life. But you need to know Him. There is no way around it. Because to deal with this hurt, to deal with this world, to try to live with the guilt and the shame which we are piling on ourselves through all of the mistakes we're doing and the shortcomings and the wrongdoings, oh my gosh. You must feel so bad. There must be so much pressure on you to try to survive. But I tell you, Jesus loves you. He is not a religious figure. He is a real human being who came to the earth, who was willing to take your shortcomings and your fault and your sin and all the junk which you have produced onto Himself, nail it to the cross to reconcile you with God, the Almighty Creator. He was willing to forgive it, even so we didn't deserve it. He was first doing that. And I almost beg you, I really want to beg you, do not leave this place today without not getting to know Him. Because it will be as if somebody rolls this massive rock, not a little stone, this massive rock away from your shoulders. It will be suddenly this, wow, I can breathe. This is what true life can be like. But you can only have it if you allow Him to forgive you. He has done it, but He wants to be reconciled with you. Okay? So we give you an opportunity when we come to the closing of the service now to just come up front. Here's some people who are absolutely happy to introduce you to Jesus. If you're here and you want prayer, you want a prayer of agreement, you want somebody to talk to you, you can talk to about your situation, then please, we're here for you. We love you and we care for you because we know that God has a great, great future for you. If you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, you have not received the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, which is a great, great gift. It's a divine help, a godly help. Do not leave here without that either. Why doing it the hard way if you can do it the easy way? Smart people, right? So we're here for you. Just come up front when we're closing the service. And for the rest of you, obviously, stay around for a few minutes, fellowship with the others who are coming in for the German service. And then have a wonderful and awesome, blessed week. Father, I thank you for your blessing upon everybody. I thank you, Father, that they're blessed going in and blessed going out. I thank you, Father, that their hands, whatever they touch, will be blessed. If we do it according to your plan, according to your purpose, we determine that we will be walking in forgiveness. And we are receiving the forgiveness you have for us. Thank you for the reconciliation which you have made possible for us. We are free and we are free indeed. We love you and we want to honor you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you very much.